Yesterday was the feast of St. Blaise, so both before Mass and at the end of Mass, Deacon Frank and I will be right here offering the blessing of throats from St. Blaise. So if anyone did not get their throat blessed beforehand, we'll stay here while the procession goes off at the end of Mass to offer any other blessings for those who haven't got that yet. And also, we're grateful to have all the students, children helping us with the liturgies, with the ministries this morning at this liturgy. So grateful to have you guys doing a great job. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the movie The Incredibles. It's a fun movie. It's actually a pretty good family movie. At the beginning, Mr. Incredible is being interviewed, and he says, no matter how many times you save the world, it always manages to fall back into jeopardy again. Sometimes I just want it to stay saved, you know? I feel like the maid. I just cleaned up this mess. Can we keep it clean for 10 minutes? He does a much better job than I do. But I bet most of us can sympathize with those sentiments. Most of all, the Lord himself. You know, no matter how well saved maybe mom and dad may be, each child, each and every person is another individual case for redeeming and saving. That's why each person needs to be baptized, sacramentalized, evangelized, often over and over again throughout our lives. In this world, our actions have consequences. Great or small, they have consequences. And we experience joy and sadness, delight and suffering, solidarity and separation. In the first reading, Job is lamenting his world that didn't even have baptism, a world that was only fallen without redemption. He had been experiencing great delight and solidarity and prosperity, and then it was all taken away from him almost in an instant. And Job lamented, very importantly. He lamented, he complained, but all without sin. We can learn some important lessons from Job. How he even demanded from the Lord, but all the while continuing to trust and love, even while lamenting and complaining. And God does, later in the story, respond to Job. And from that story, we begin to learn that while we don't need to like suffering, good can come from it. And that lesson is brought to perfection by Jesus and the gift of his suffering and cross and the ultimate good that came from it. Job knew that he had no right, no authority to take his own life. He knew that God was just and God was trustworthy. And that's what enabled him to complain. How often do we complain because we actually don't trust him? Or because we just know that he's being unfair to us? In the gospel, there's a never-ending number of people whom Jesus needs to heal and evangelize and exorcise. And he doesn't succeed. In one sense, we could say that Jesus was a great failure in the number of people he didn't cure. But the physical cures were always and only signs to accompany his preaching of the gospel, which are his invitation to follow him by means of the cross into resurrection, into the kingdom of his Father. See the signs and learn to trust him. See the signs and learn about his justice. Learn to trust in his justice and mercy. Job and Paul and Jesus par excellence are all striving to help us learn to trust that the Lord will take care of us, even in difficult situations. Jesus and his church want to accompany all of us in whatever difficult situations we find ourselves. One of the most important teachings of the gospel is that through baptism, we become members of the mystical body of Christ. We become members of the communion of saints. And that means we're never alone. We have a communion, a solidarity with Christ, first of all, but also with all the members of his body. That's why St. Paul elsewhere exhorts us to bear one another's burdens. When one member suffers, we all suffer, helping to bear his or her burdens. That's a communion that's stronger than death, that stretches all the way from heaven through purgatory to the church here on earth. I think of a married couple who get pregnant and find that their child has severe complications. And the love that they experience with each other and from their family and from their church family helps them to bear their suffering. I think of women who are not wanting a child or not ready for a child and who get pregnant. And the way our community supports and loves them can help them to see the beauty of their child, to bear their burdens, to bring that child to full term. We can help them to lament and to grieve with trust. Every member of our church has a sacred stewardship to pray for and to support pregnant mothers. Belonging to the body of Christ doesn't mean running someone's life for them, but it does mean supporting them and choosing what's right, encourage them away from what's wrong. We're not the lords of life or death. That's what Adam and Eve grasped after in the garden. I want to be Lord. And that's what we rejected when we chose to follow the new Adam, Christ Jesus. We're a pro-life church, which means that we don't just moralize about the evil of abortion, but we stand in sacred communion with each and every struggle to choose life. We walk with and bear the burdens to help each other trust that God takes care of us in justice and mercy. And I can only imagine that there are some here today even who have gone through an abortion in the past. And the Lord is always full of compassion and mercy. And he wants to bring healing to every aspect of our lives, past, present, and future. Know that the church wants to help you walk forward in that healing as well. I love that Columbia has the My Life Clinic that does so much good for pregnant women. I love that Columbia has the St. Raymond Society that does so much good for women, single mothers especially, carrying forward after pregnancy, after birth. I love that our parish supports the great work the Vitae Society does in fostering a culture and communion of life. I love that our church prefers to support women and mothers and fathers of all to choose life, even when that's the harder choice, even when that involves more work or effort or struggle or even suffering. Because suffering for the good